producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're back with another hour of a very special Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. And today we have welcomed in as co-host for me on the program, Tom Campbell of Campbell Farms. Senator Tom Campbell represents District 19 up near Grafton, North Dakota, and Dave MacGyver. Dave is part of the North Dakota Veteran Cemetery Lighting Campaign, and we are doing a little fundraiser today. We are honoring veterans, but we're also raising a couple of bucks for a very sacred place in North Dakota, the North Dakota Veteran Cemetery Lighting Campaign. And Dave MacGyver, along with Gene Mastel, Bernie Meyer, and others from around the region have kicked off this campaign. And we, on Veterans Day, said, let's get this to the next level. Let's get going. And so we have today a encore edition of our Veterans Day broadcast where we have some veterans that have come in to join us on the program today so you can find out more about the North Dakota Veteran Cemetery Lighting Campaign. If you would like to contribute to this campaign, we're trying to get our November number over $100,000. That's the goal. Actually, planned on starting the day with a $10,000 goal, but thanks to Shields and $10,000 matches, we just kept going to the next level. And we still have one $10,000 Shields match left after our Veterans Day edition of the program. So pretty incredible. Over $90,000 raised in this two-hour broadcast, and we're looking to raise a little more today. If you'd like to join that effort, just leave us your name and information at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3, and someone will get back to you in the next week or so. And we appreciate that very much. It takes great courage for a soldier to risk life and limb for freedom. So we must honor these soldier heroes, these great men and women, with dignity and respect. And that's what this lighting campaign will do. So buckle up, get ready for another hour of great fun as we are thankful on this Thanksgiving Day for our veterans. Oh boy, we have some breaking news in the special Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Welcome back to the program, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is under the weather, so keep him in your prayers. He's about the flu, kind of a nasty flu. Actually, not fun at all. So he is down for the count. Hopefully back here tomorrow. But we have breaking news because we're doing a Veterans Day edition of the program. More veterans joining us this hour. With me as co-host today, Tom Campbell of Choice Financial. And Choice Financial is sponsoring, along with Cloverdale Foods, our Give Back for Vets today. Is this fun for you, Tom, this radio thing, or would you prefer to be, you know, back in the Senate debating in the legislature or dealing with Campbell Properties or, you know, Campbell Farms or Choice Financial?
This is fun, but it's always scary. You can't see your listeners. So how many are out there? 2 or 2,000 or
so? Six figures, you know, on this program. Did you know that?
Yeah, you're the number one listener I heard in your radio many times.
So that's good. Probably shouldn't say that so much. Well, sounds true, a little kind of important. Do you call yourself the biggest bank?
Well, no, we aren't. I guess we're close to it.
We're the little engine that could. That's what we are, baby. And we're having some fun today. Dave MacGyver's here as well. Dave is, of course, a long time. The Greater North Dakota Chamber is what it is today because of Dave MacGyver, and did a great job leading that organization over many decades. And A trusted source up there at the Capitol. So you are here today helping us learn a little bit more about the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. And we're going to talk with some more veterans this hour. But I better get to the breaking news. And then you can tell us a little bit more about the Veterans Cemetery. The breaking news is you announced at the beginning of this program that Steve Shield from Shields we could call it a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. What was the challenge?
Challenge is that any business that puts $10,000 on the table towards this project, he will match the $10,000 five times. So he's willing to put up $50,000. And we just had our first $10,000 from Dave Asplund. And Scott, I missed the name of the business.
So you announced that earlier that, you know, again, the $10,000 match means, okay, we got $10,000, but we got to find somebody else that'll give $10,000 in order to get the $10,000. And I'll do that five times. So right now, thanks to, you're right, Asplund Excavating and David Asplund, the David Asplund family, they just called and said, hey, heard that? And we'll go along with the Shields and we'll do $10,000 as well. David's an ex-Marine. His four brothers and his dad all served.
He's an old Marine.
I don't. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine,
that's
is there?
Right.
There's to me, I always told Tom Clifford that. He said, "Oh, I'm just an ex-Marine." I said, "There's no such thing. Once a leatherneck, always a leatherneck."
That's it.
Yeah, I love. Rest his soul. There's another good veteran like your dad out there. So many of those great ones. Anyway, let's see here. What was I saying? So his four brothers and his dad all served. He is a Marine. His dad served in World War II, and boy, that's just fantastic news. I mean, fantastic news. Oh, Gene just walked in here. Who is that masked man there that just walked in, by the way?
That's Gene Mastell, and he's the one that came up with this idea, and we should thank him for that.
Thank you, Gene. How are we doing?
He just also matched my $100.
There's another Marine. There's another vet, rather, for a $100 match. I love it. The vets are doing this in great numbers. So what are we up to there? Who's that? We've got $100 bills flying in the door from them.
I haven't got the totals, but...
So here's what we need to get. Just here's a quick update on, again, all of this for the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery Lighting Project. And we're going to tell you a little bit about that here in a second, because this touches every corner of North Dakota. There are veterans from everywhere. There are, you know, it really is phenomenal. But I said, can we raise $10,000 today? That was my hope. Did I say that, Tom?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and
you shot low, I think, according to Dave.
You're the banker here. Where are we at? I mean, we're north of 20, aren't we?
Yeah, with that 10, and we got a little stack here of almost 1,000 of just walk-ins right here, so we're off to a good start. And it really hasn't started till 11-1.
So I shot a little low.
Shot a little bit low, and we're going to keep it going.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to make one statement.
Yes,
if
sir.
You'll notice. That $10,000 came from an old Marine and was matched by an Army veteran, and I'm looking for the Navy and the Air Force. So
that's called trash talk, Tom. He's
that's
trash
clever.
Talking.
Yeah. That's clever. He's the branches, the military branches. He's working them against each other.
So far, the Marines and the Navy are, or Marines and the Army are definitely on top.
Wow. Jay from Beulah, $100 donation. Ken from Hazen, $100 donation. Just got those in. So they are also part of your $100 match for you and Gene and everybody else that's done that. So that's awesome. Those just came in, by the way, on the lines. How am I doing with this telethon thing here, by the way? Is it going okay?
You're almost like as good as Jerry Lewis way back.
Do you know I met him one time? I actually was a Jerry Lewis telethon MC back in Grand Forks many, many years ago when it was still KTHI.
I remember that.
In the valley there. And they sent us to MC school. And so you had to meet Jerry and do the whole thing.
And the rest is history.
Las Vegas, yeah. He was fun, actually. He was very nice. Anyway, I'm doing my best Jerry Lewis impression today because we do want to raise those funds, give the number out a bunch. And so we have two matches going. Correct me if I'm wrong, or is there three, guys? Is there the vets match at $100 for every vet? What was the match you did, Tom?
Well, it was a non-vet match, the same one that Dave started, $100 non-vet that's going in the same pile as the vet. So it's that cut three different matches.
Family of a vet, maybe,
yep.
Right? Because you're family of a vet.
Yes.
All right. So, lastly, we have the big boy match, $10,000. If you want to join the big boy club with Steve Shield and David Asplund, the David Asplund family at Asplund Excavating, $10,000, it's matched by Shields. And we have the original and five of those. Right, so we could, by the end of the day we could be $100,000 if we find. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking my math. Okay, and so here's how you do that if you'd like to do any of those. 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave a message, and all you need to do is say, "Here's my name, here's where I'm from, here's what I'd like to donate, and here's how you can reach me." Okay. So, in other words, Tom Campbell, Grafton, $100. Here's my telephone number. Give me a call. Someone will call you back. If you don't want that information announced on the air, just tell us that, okay? Or you just want a first name or something like that, that's fine. We're happy to. Some people prefer to donate anonymously, and we're good with that. We're okay, all right? So, 855-200-1776, extension 1. If you are a vet and want to share your story today, I welcome your call on the air. We're getting a lot of vets on the air, and we have another one, Dallas Jordanson, coming up here in just a moment, who has an incredible story. We had Dallas on Energy Matters.
and talked a little bit about what veterans have done and their sacrifice, in Dallas's case, PTSD, for what? Well, ultimately protecting energy sources that are off our shores. Well, we have so much energy here, if we use more of it, in other words, if we get government out of the way, maybe less veterans would have to be put into harm's way. And that's why we had Dallas there. But his story is really amazing. He's been a homeless veteran. He's not homeless any longer, but he still helps homeless veterans and says there are not enough shelters right here in North Dakota for our homeless veterans. So we're going to talk to him as well. A special Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind continues after this timeout.
We'll continue with our special Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. By the way, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Our veterans over the years have fought and died for energy. And that's why energy security and energy freedom is so important. Find out more about the effort to keep it affordable and reliable right here in the United States at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. And more of our special Thanksgiving Day edition, Saluting the Veterans. We'll continue after this.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our futures. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you very much. A special Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind.
I don't think my heart can take too much more of this. Can we start every segment with breaking news for crying out loud? Last segment, it was okay. Well, two segments ago, Steve Shields says $10,000 up to five matches. Next segment is David Aspelin, Aspelin Excavating, $10,000. And who just walked in here now?
Well, we had Bernie Meyer just walked in, and I have a check for $10,000 in memory of Joe and Dorothy Seifert. That is his father-in-law. And we want to thank Bernie an awful lot. And, again, thanks to Shields for their generous donation and matching.
You know what I appreciate about Shields is, you know, Shields donates a lot of money. And don't you love opening the newspaper on Thanksgiving and seeing where their values are, or Christmas and where their values are, okay? Or walking to the stores and seeing Ronald Reagan and all the founding fathers so wonderfully displayed. I mean, the Shield family is just unbelievable, and they're just salt of the earth, great folks. I mean, Bill Nelson, now the president there, out of Linton, North Dakota. You know, I mean, they're through and through North Dakotans, even though the company started in Sabin, Minnesota. They're just really amazing. But as much as they give back, they're not beyond saying, you know what, more people should give. More people should give. And rather than just hand a $50,000 check to you, Dave, you got Steve Shields saying, Dave, let's do it a little different, right?
That's right. And I couldn't agree with him more. He said, you know, we want to see people get involved. We want to see more people get involved. I don't think there's anybody more involved in this state than Steve Shields and his organization.
And you know what? Others that are now challenged to join that include even folks like Bernie and Jackie Meyer. Thank you for Man Dan. That is gives me goosebumps. Wow.
Plus, I have another one for $250 from the North Dakota Petroleum Council around Ness.
Well, thank you, Ron. One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind.
Yes.
Yeah, the North Dakota Oil Can Program. And Ron Ness, that's fabulous. Thank you, Ron. Ron overshot the runway on the 100 there, Tom. I think he's trying to, you know, tell you, you shot a lot of low there.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Thanks for making me look cheap.
So now we got a new 250. What should we say, what's the 250 match? Nice guys that run oil companies who like to hunt, match, or what do we call that? Not oil companies, but petroleum council, right?
Petroleum council members.
Yes, advocacy organizations, or right? Yeah, I don't know. You get the idea, folks. Whether it's $5, $50, or $10 or whatever it is, we appreciate any and all. Talk with another one of our vets here on the program, and we have actually. We have a Iraq war vet, and we have a Korean war vet, and we have a World War II vet yet to go on the program. Let's start with the Iraq war vet, Dallas Jorgensen, with us on the program. Dallas, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm great. My heart is warm because it's obvious so many people love veterans. Do you feel that today, Dallas?
Yes, I did. So I showed up for work today, and you know, all my coworkers are happy Veterans Day, happy Veterans Day. And, you know, it just gives me tingles to my skin when I, you know, have that presence upon other people that they recognize this day, 11/11, as a day of sacrifice and as a day of memorial.
I asked Dallas to come on the program because I wanted to try as best we could to have a vet of every conflict represented here today. We did pretty good in that regard, but I also think he has a unique characteristic among all the vets we're going to chat with today. He's been homeless. He has been homeless because of PTSD and challenges, and is not afraid to talk about it. And right now he's an advocate to get more care and comfort and housing for homeless vets. It's still a problem right now as we speak, is it not, Dallas?
Yes, it is. It's growing. I mean, until we have a solution, a physical solution, it's just going to keep growing and growing.
If you had a magic wand, what would you do? What would fix it?
That's a good question, Scott. You know, the only thing I can see that would, you know, totally nip this in the bud would be, you know, build another shelter. You know, build a whole another shelter for veterans and, you know, veterans that, some of us have wives and kids. I mean, you know, kind of make it municipal use for veterans and, you know, a transitioning period or, you know, you reach tough times at the wrong time of the year or whatever the case may be, that the door is always going to be open. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And when you were homeless, were you literally unable to say, where can I put my head on the pillow tonight? I mean, or was it more now in retrospect something that was holding you back from your injury?
No, it was definitely where am I going to put my head tonight.
In other words, I'm sorry, I interrupted you, but you're saying there was not a place for you to stay.
Yeah, it was. I mean, all the shelters are full. You know, it's a growing problem. And when you have a growing problem or a reoccurring problem, you have to figure out from the beginning, what is the solution? How can we fix this? Well, if you don't have enough space, then you keep adding on homelessness or homeless veterans. You keep growing and growing and growing homeless veterans, and there's no place for them to sleep. You have to figure something out, you know?
And you now are in a position to have an apartment, but still battling with PTSD, right?
Yes. So I work in the construction industry, and every now and then, you know, there's a loud noise or something startles me. 2 years ago, you know, I was kind of, you know, ducking and diving for cover, you know, kind of trying to get away from the area, and it threw my entire day off. Like, I was out of sync, I was out of whack, I was irritable, restless, and discontent. I mean, I was not in a good place of mind 2 years ago. Today, you know, it still startles me, but I recognize the problem, or I recognize what it is, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to allow this to ruin the rest of my day.
Dallas and I were talking, and he recognized at some point, first his family said, something's not the same about you. He said, not true. Kind of ignored it for a good while. Ultimately got help at well-known facilities, who then sent him to the VA. And even after they said, okay, you're done now, you're out of here, he's still dealing with issues, still homeless. I mean, we've got to do more, folks. We're not doing enough, and I don't know why. We can't solve this today, but Dallas, I am committed to the first thing I'm going to do. In the next, you know, I guess between now and Thanksgiving or the holidays here, is get a sense of what we have in the way of resources right now for veterans in North Dakota. I don't know. I mean, in other words, you've told me that vets are knocking on your door to this day trying to stay at your apartment in Fargo because the shelters are full. And so there is veterans looking for a place that don't have one. So obviously we need to do more, and we'll do our part to at least find out, you know, what the deal is, and get some answers on the facts as they exist, and then maybe go from there on what to do about it. So appreciate you sharing your story. Thank you for your service, and hang in there, my man, okay?
All right, thanks, Scott.
God bless you. Doesn't that break your heart? Veterans putting themselves in harm's way to serve this country? Man alive. More to do on that front. Stick around, folks. You're listening to a special Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Great Thanksgiving 4-for-1 special on right now through the holidays. If you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Thanks for listening. More coming up.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me away.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code SCOTT.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
And we continue with more of our Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon, and you are listening to a special salute to the veterans. Thanks for listening. Janice from Moorhead does 10 bucks. Way to go, Janice. Thank you very much. Terry from Glen Olin says, chalk one up for the Army. He donated 100 bucks off the air. So just so you know, on the match. Okay, we got that one. And let's see here. We have a bunch more rolling that we'll get to in just a second. Dave MacGyver's holding up his hand, which so far today has been a good sign. What does that mean?
Well, it means that Steve, you got another 10,000.
Oh my gosh, I can't take this.
Gene and Marlene Mastel of Mandan, $10,000.
Oh my gosh.
And Scott, I think we did your 10,000.
Yeah, you guys are shaming me into oblivion here. Okay. By the way, Gene Mastel has been part of this project. So he not only is he giving of his time, he's giving of his money, which is really neat. Mr. Bankerman, I hope you're tallying.
Okay. And I also have a check here from Pete Dykert from Mandan as well, and for $500. So, Pete, thank you and your family.
Wow. And just walked in a Vietnam veteran, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible, $500. So our smallest donation, $10 so far, our biggest, $10,000, and every one of them are incredible. We have a ton of calls to return for pledges, too many coming in right now to respond to, but we are going to be responding to them. They will probably not make today's show, but they will make tomorrow's show. So if you get your pledge in, we will make note of it. I thought, it might be a nice thing to do it in honor of a vet. So if in other words, call in and say in honor of a vet, it would be great. Let's see here. Is John Schaefer from Flasher standing by, Manny? I know we have a lot going on here today. All right, John's there. And then Lynn Oz is going to join us from up in Minot as well. So we have a lot of great things going on. And Purple Heart recipient, a veteran of the Korean War, John Schaefer, who happens to be the father of Kirsten Baszler, our superintendent of public instruction. I saw Kirsten yesterday in Bismarck, and she graciously told me I would love to be at the event, but I'm going to spend the day with my dad. And I said, well, how about this? Could we have your dad on the radio from Flasher? So, John, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the program, and we wish you a good Veterans Day today. Are you enjoying yourself so far?
I am so far. Thanks so very much.
And I understand your daughter makes it a habit to spend Veterans Day with you, huh?
She's sitting in my living room right now, yes. She went out on our land and was looking for a deer, and they came in to visit with me this morning for a little while.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well, you served in Korea, and some have called that the Forgotten War. I don't want to forget it here. I don't want anybody else to forget it. I'm guessing you haven't forgotten it. What do you remember of your time serving in the Korean War?
Well, I could tell you about my timeline. I graduated from high school in 1948. I put in a crop on my grandpa's farm, got hailed out, so I had a big loan for seed and so forth, so I asked my folks if I could go to the service and make payments. So I lost my brother Leo in World War II, June 9th, 3 days after Normandy invasion, so they were reluctant to have anybody else go into the service. However, they did agree to it, and I went to took my basic training in Fort Lewis, Washington, got relieved to serve it by time out as a civilian, and Loborg, the Korean War broke out in June 1950, so by August of 1950, I was back on my way to Korea. I was in Japan on Christmas Eve and went to midnight mass. I went over to Busan, Korea on a boat the next day, and February 4th, I was on my way to the 38th parallel, and that's when I got my first firefight. And I got through that one, but then in March, I got shot in the leg. I was in the Swedish Red Cross Hospital in Korea for 2 weeks, went back up on the line. Then I got hit by shrapnel again in May, and I was back at the hospital again for a 10-day stay to get the shrapnel out. Went back up on the line, and on the 20th of June, I got a $1 million wound, got hit in the jaw with a mortar round, and then made my way back to the United States. I was in 279th General Hospital in Japan for a while, and then took a hospital plane to Oregon, Scottsdale, Illinois. We'd stopped for 3 to 8 days for change of bandages and so forth. Wound up in Port Campbell, Kentucky. That was the only place they had a plastic surgeon. So I was there until March of 1952. In that interim, I came home for Christmas in 1951 and married my beautiful childhood sweetheart, Artis Dimple, on January 12th, 1952, and that little 17-year-old girl went back to Fort Campbell, Kentucky with me, and I had to stay in the hospital, and she stayed in base housing there because some of the troops were on maneuvers in Alaska, so there was a vacancy. So we sublet an apartment. Anyway, we got discharged from the hospital in March, came home, started farming in 1954. I was appointed rural mail carrier at Flasher, and I hauled mail there for till 2002, which was 48 years of delivering mail. And my wife died in 2005. We had 7 children. My oldest son is a retired mail carrier at Bismarck. My daughter works for Social Services Child Protective Agency in Morton County. My daughter, Candace, she's been with the Federal District Court as a jury wheel administrator for 28 years. My son, Brady, joined the military, and he's a retired Korean War veteran. He lives in Ellicott City, Maryland, and works on the national defense. And then my daughter Melanie lives in Richmond, Virginia, and she has 2 sons. And I have Kristen, my baby daughter, is here. And now let's see, would we forget?
You couldn't have forgotten anyone. That is an incredible, incredible legacy. That is absolutely unbelievable. Did you forget somebody?
I have one more daughter, Diane Cullum. She's been teaching in Turtle Lake for 35 years. So that's all 7 children.
You know what I can't help but think about? I can't help but think about how somebody, relatively young age from Flasher, North Dakota, ends up in the middle of Korea and doing what you did there and barely coming out, but does. And then every life you mentioned, and the impact that's had. To the last one you mentioned, as a teacher, and to your baby Kirsten, who is now dealing with educational issues for all of North Dakota. That's an incredible legacy. I can't thank you enough. And I tell you what, next time you're in Bismarck, can I buy you a beer? Can I buy you a lunch? Can I buy you a soda? Can I a cup of coffee or something?
I'd sure be happy to meet with you and shake your hand, that's for sure.
I'd love to do it, John. And thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. God bless you. Thank you for your service. And and we really appreciate you joining us today on the air. Our best to hear.
I do have one other honor that I was. I've been a municipal judge in Flasher for over 50 years, and I belong to the North Dakota Municipal Judges Association. And this October, we had our annual training session in Bismarck, and I was awarded with a 50-year plaque for being a municipal judge. So that's my latest feather in my hat.
Yeah, well, I'll call you your honor then when I see you next, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. John Schaefer, Korean vet, Flasher, North Dakota. Pretty incredible. Go up to Minot now for another one of our World War II heroes, Lynn Oz of Minot, North Dakota. Lynn, happy Veterans Day to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, my friend. It's always good to be on your program, and congratulations for all the good things you're doing.
We're having a great...
I also like Cloverdale bacon, by the way. I wish I were there today.
Yeah, well, next time I come up, I'll bring you a boatload. How about that?
Hey, just remember that. Yes.
No, I'm not joking. I'm coming to Minot next week for the state volleyball tournament. We're gonna be broadcasting from the Sleep In there on the back half of the week. And
good for you. And so good for us.
I'll ask TJ and the crew if they couldn't spare a little bacon to bring up to a World War II vet. I'm guessing done deal. Done deal, my man. So how are you celebrating Veterans Day today?
Well, so far I've gone out with my breakfast group that meets every Wednesday, and most of them are World War II and other veterans, including Leo McElkey, who flew in the B-24s, I believe, flew the belly gunner. And so we had a good visit this morning, came back to be on this program.
Oh, my, you left your buddies to come back on this program. We're honored, by golly. And
yeah.
What do you do every, how old are you again now, Lynn? I forget your age. You're 90 what?
I'm only 94.
Oh, only, yeah, that's right. So how do you spend every day? What do you do?
Well, I live at the View, which is a senior citizens residence, and I play pinochle once in a while, bridge at least once a week, and I go to Kiwanis, and I do all kinds of various activities. I try to keep busy, but I don't accomplish a darn thing.
Oh, my gosh, that is so fun. You have the guys here in Skitches, by the way. Are you going to take your show on the road at any time soon, Lynn, or what?
Dave and I, as you know, Dave, we've shown our Battle of the Bulge slideshow, as you might call it, I think it's 7 times, but I'd like to be over with it pretty soon.
No,
but
you can't.
We have shown it to a number of groups in Minot, also in my church group at the in Minnesota, where I go for the summer.
Yeah, I know. The Oz family. They're just as salt of the earth, great folks. And Dave Oz and Lynn actually put this little presentation together for a trip that he went back for a reunion. That was incredible. We actually had Lynn on the program talking about that previously. It was really, really neat. But I hope folks, if you haven't had a chance, get a chance to see that presentation. Lynn, God bless you. I'll see you next week. We'll bring you some bacon and. And again, have a great Veterans Day, okay?
I sure want to thank you, and I also remember you for your Rough Rider flight services along with Kevin Kramer. They were some of the greatest experiences that us World War II veterans ever had.
The honor flight, it was the honor.
Thank
you, sir. Appreciate that. That honor flight was fun.
It's not the number of bedrooms, but how many slumber parties. It's not the size of the backyard, but how big the memories. It's not your square footage. It's your circle. At Alaris, We're not about selling you a mortgage for a house. We're here to help you create a home. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with us, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your every day made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Can't thank our fine sponsors enough. This Thanksgiving Day, we're thankful for them for making this broadcast possible. That includes the North Dakota Petroleum Council, MyPillow, University of Mary, S&S Motors up in Watford City, Polar Service Center, Apache Sprayers, High Plains Apache, home of the Apache Sprayer in Mandan and Fargo, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, Piper's Auctioneers, all of our top 10 towns, of course, Heat Alls has it, the parts you need, but also great people as well. Appreciate all of our fine sponsors. And the special Thanksgiving Day edition, good time to tell you, our friends at High Plains Apache have the 2016 models in now. The 2015s are great discounts, great financing. Find out more about them at highplainsapache.com. Stop in if you need a part. Anything in the application industry, they have it at High Plains Apache. Online at highplainsapache.com. They're also in Mandan and in Fargo, south of Fargo, actually, Exit 60 in Frontier, North Dakota. You tell them Scott sent you. Back to our very special broadcast as we get set to find out how much we're raising for our good veterans and the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery Lighting Campaign. All right, I want to get some calls in here, Manny. If we could, stack them up for me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We have said all along we're going to talk with some callers that are vets as well. We'll get those in. We also need Mr. MacGyver to give us a quick little update on where we're at, Tom Campbell to tell us about Paul Campbell, his dad, in the book Guardian Angel, as well as tally up where we're sitting. So we have a few things to do in our final segment here. But I think it's safe to say that it is the beginning today of a very special effort to light a very solemn place to honor our veterans. I mean, there's something in the air.
Well, there truly is. And just for those people, some things that they may not know about the cemetery. First of all, we started with 35 acres, and that's getting pretty close to being full. And the foundation just purchased another 36 acres to keep this moving. But the interesting thing about this is where our internments are coming from. We have one internment from the Civil War, and it was reburied at our cemetery, and two from the Spanish-American War.
Oh, wow.
And after that, it just World War II, World War I, Vietnam, Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan. I mean,
plus North Dakota is represented, every county is
yes,
represented, right?
Every county in North Dakota has folks buried there. And there are still a number of people in North Dakota that do not know that this cemetery exists. And I think that's really important that the people of this state understand that. Please match that $100.
Where are we at now on the tens? We have the $10,000 Steve Shield match.
We have $30,000 there matched by Shields Sporting Goods. And so we got $60,000 right there.
Is that right, Tom?
Yeah, $60,000 and almost another $4,000 or $5,000 with all the stack of checks and cash that we're sitting on, plus all the, on your laptop here, you got a whole ton of
people. We have a ton of people calling, yeah. And
so
again,
I'm guessing it's at least another $5,000 or $6,000 on top of that. So we have $65,000,
$66,000
roughly.
All right, so you think we hit $100,000 today, or?
I sure hope so.
How many matches left of the 10,000?
Two.
Okay. So that's important.
That's important.
Because that gets you to 100,000.
Yep.
All right. So you need two more donations of $10,000 each to match Steve Shields' donation there.
Yes.
Is that right? And by the way, Asplund Excavating, and who are other $10,000 ones? Gene Mastel
and Bernie Meyer.
Bernie Meyer, in honor of?
The Seiferts.
Yeah, the Seiferts. Exactly right. Tom Campbell has been with me as co-host today from Choice Financial, one of our fine sponsors of this event. He has brought along some books called Guardian Angel, a personal memoir of World War II. This is about your dad, right?
Yes, it is. And thanks to my sister, Diane Maholka, who wrote this book back a few years ago. It's an honor of not only him, but all the veterans that risk their lives every day when they're in all the wars about him in World War II. Yeah. And it was interesting. I was at a B-17 flew into Fargo about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. We took my dad there with my sister and my brother. And a stranger came up to him and thanked him, gave him a hug and thanked him for his service. And I looked back and I said, you know what? I never thanked my dad. He was kind of, you know, the greatest generation, and we weren't huggy, and we never, unfortunately, never could tell each other we loved each other because it was just that generation, and it was probably my fault. And I have regrets to this day because, Scott, I never did tell my dad that I, you know, thanked him for his service. So I have regrets, so I just would pass it on to anybody if you have your parents or loved ones or spouse or somebody that was a veteran that fought in the war, thank them today. Don't wait, because I waited too long. My dad's gone now, and I never thanked him.
Very good point. Let's take some calls here and thank some other vets. John and Napoleon, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much, Scott, for taking my...
What happened to John? Manny, I don't hear him anymore. Do you? All right, John, I don't know what happened there. Call back if you would. We'll get you in tomorrow if I don't hear you today. Chris Bismarck, are you a veteran?
Yes, I am, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Don't thank me. Thank my parents. They beat me right. My comments today, I got two comments quick. First one is how well our veterans are taken care of in this country. By the civilian population, we get great care. From our government, we don't get very good care. The VA last year paid out $34 billion in veterans to 8.5 to 9 million veterans. They broke down about $3,700 per veteran. The government paid $113 billion to 13 million illegal immigrants, which broke down to $8,700 per
year. You are right, Chris. I'm with you. We're short on time today, but I'd love to get into this debate. I thought Donald Trump, you know, on that point, has done a nice job of saying, is it terrible? He's made it like his top priority, building the wall and taking care of our vets. And I love that about his platform. There's no doubt about it. Chris, thanks for your service. Keep fighting on this and call again so we can have a longer conversation.
This was so much fun. $90,000 raised and still more to go. 855-200-1776, extension 3. We'll see you tomorrow live for Black Friday.
Kickstart your savings at Max Black Friday Sale. Stores opening at 5 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Get an incredible 40% off tools on Friday from 5 to 10 a.m. only. Stuff someone's stocking with a 9-inch Android tablet, just $59.99. Or get a Trail mini bike at $499.99. Look for amazing doorbusters and more Black Friday deals at MaxHardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.